second floor with his broke shoes on. The black-colored man goes closing doors and windows. He heads to the lively cellars below. Sitting at the same table, he watches others come and go. And as the sunlight fades, he's still there, staring and sitting on his chair. Until everyone has gone, and he rises, putting all things in their place. Whistling the same tree note tune, he floats through the hallway. If he sees any clutter, he grunts and stops right away. What a horribly disgusting order, oh no, what an order he says. And when it's all clear again, back to the cellar he must go. the table when his hands start to sprout. His legs start growing roots. They go round and round and round until he hardly moves, but his eyes do move around. He's there at others at night. He listens to walls. He watches and comments, and if something's wrong, he shouts. His hair grows muscles alike, and his mouth is full of flies.